Parakeet face. Yeah. Uma shehanefesh ruach neshama shel adam. In biyacholtam the kasher ha'olamas ad riditam lamata begufa adam kanal. So we described how there is a tnai in the capacity of a human being to do anything, and that's that he has to do something. So he's got this ruach, he's got the nefesh, he's got the neshama, he's got all these holy, highfalutin things. But they are not able to actually do anything until they come down into the guf of a human being. Why? Ki l'sakein olam ha'asiya hutzrichu behechreach l'hislabish beguf. Because to fix the olam ha'asiya, the world of action, the world of doing, it needs a guf, ba'olam ha'maisa, in this world of activity. V'chein metzinu kama mekraos ha'medabrim ba'ilu ha'gimel b'chinos. And we find many, many places that are that discuss this. And again, this is like, we keep talking about how the human being has the capacity to move olamas and move worlds. And it's always going to be about the things that a person does. So it's interesting. Down here, 1 second. Down, so at the bottom of the version that I have over here, I don't think they have this on Safaria. So they say that there are multiple worlds. One of them corresponds to the Olam HaMachshava. One of them corresponds to the Koach of Dibur. And one of them corresponds to the Olam of Maisa. But it seems that like Maisa is like the thing that is the ultimate trigger for everything. But then like the Machshava works for some things, and the Dibur works in other ways. Again, how, why, I don't know. But that's what's described. Okay. So b'inyin ha'hisorus shelamala ayidei b'chinas ha'maisa, about this the fact that our ability to activate things up above through Maisa. Amar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, David HaMelech said, Hayotzer lak yachad libam hameven el kol ma'aseyim. He understands el kol ma'aseyim. Ulufi pshuto hayroi lomar hameven kol ma'aseyim. Right? It's a good question. I think I noticed it before, but I don't think I ever... Yeah, well, I certainly didn't know the answer.
I always wondered about that.
You, right. You must have, because I see underlining in your sefer, so I've learned this before.
Yeah, today. V'omar el kol ma'aseyem, ratzalomar hanogeya l'ma'aseyem. V'hainu, shehu ha'yotzer yisparach shemo, that Hashem, who the yotzer, ha'yotzer l'yachalibam, ha'yodeya umeivin, ad hechon ma'aseyim magiyim v'nogim b'tikunei ha'olamos. It's hameven, not just kol ma'aseyim. He understands what we do. El kol ma'aseyim. He understands where they're going, what they trigger, what they accomplish, what they actually end up causing to happen in all of these worlds above, both in the tikun ha'olamos, in the positive fixing of olamos that we are able to do, or the negative chas v'shalom. So v'chein Koheles amar ki es kol ma'ase ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat al kol ne'alam. So es kol ma'ase ha'elokim v'lo amar. It should say right the pasuk. So it's so es kol ma'ase ha'elokim es kol ma'ase every action ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat Hashem will bring to judgment al kol. Okay, so v'lo amar. Just say that Hashem will bring to Mishpat every action. Like, that's what it means, right? Elokim is referring to Hashem being the a controller and grantor of all koach. And at the time that a person stands in front of Hashem in Mishpat, lo yoduna es hamaisa levada kvi shehi. It's not that Hashem just judges the act. Ach yechashvu gam kol ma shegaram v'sivev al yidei masav. What did you do? What did you cause to happen? What were you the cause? What effect came from what you did? Im tovim ra, good or bad. B'chol hakochos v'holamos v'zehu amru ma'asahu elokim. The action that has this koach that is able to have like this unbelievable domino effect.
Totally contrary to the truck.
Right, because
trop is
called Maisa. Right. Okay, got it. Okay, it's what we would call a Hasidic shabbat. Yeah,
just say that. It wasn't the Nefesh.
I knew you were thinking that. Okay, I knew what you were thinking. Okay. Okay, for Omar, ki es kol masa. V'lo al kol ma'aseh. What does it say, S, and not al? Ha'inyan k'moshe amar, ki pol adam yishalem lo, v'hu k'moshe yizbor lamala. Sh'me'es sh'ola al tor machsheves adam lasos mitzvah. From the time that the thought starts to germinate in a person's mind to do a mitzvah, tekef nasa rishum lamala. There's already an impact. B'shurasho ha'elyon, in like the upper shorish of a person. Livnos vilintoa kama olomos v'kochos elyonim. That's already able to plant and develop all kinds of worlds and forces. Kamosha kasev v'asim devarai beficha. I will put my words in your mouth. Lintoa shemayim v'lisod aretz. To plant shemayim and to found aretz. Uchma amaram atikri banayach ela bonayach. It's not bonayach, it's bonayach. We are builders. That's really what we're doing with what we do with it. Umamela, misorer umamshach gam alav, or makif mehakadusho halyona. So what it ends up doing is it brings out and pulls upon a person a surrounding light from kadusho halyona, vua mesayo lagomra. And so the person's machshava triggers that causes like these positive forces, light, however you want to refer to it, to come back to a person. V'achar gomer ha-mitzvah, and that's what helps a person complete the task. It's the machshava, and the machshava already starts to trigger the effect, or the positive effect on oneself that enables one to see it through to the end. So, v'achar gomer ha-mitzvah ha-kedusha va'or mistalik l'shurasho. After the completion of the mitzvah, so then the kedusha, you know, kind of like goes back to its source, whatever that means. So, yeah.
I'm trying to connect this to a Gemara we learned many years ago in Gemara Shabbos, when Moshe went up to Shemayim to get the Aseres HaDibro, to get the Luchos. So the Malachim said, what is this human being doing here? You know, so Hashem told Moshe, answer them, okay? You know, he said, I'm afraid that they're going to swallow you their hevel. He said, take hold of the Kis Yarkavot. And then he said, okay, answer them. So Moshe said, says the mitzvahs, you have to, kabez avicha b'simecha, you have an av and a name, okay, etc. In other words, you can't do the mitzvos in the physical world. This is not for you. And what this is saying is that because we do the mitzvos in the physical world, we actually affect all the other worlds where it is, and the malachim don't have the power to do that.
Yes, and that was the contrast that he was really drawing, like in Perek Yod and Yud Aleph. Between human beings and malachim, that as holy as they are, they're just not. They're not wired into the system. So it's like there's no connection. So, whatever they are. They certainly don't have the ability to affect anything, and therefore they're not it. They're not where it's at. So now he takes this to a different place, and he says, ah, v'zehu inyan schar olam haba. This is the inyan of schar olam haba. Shehu ma'aseh yedei adam atzmo. What is the schar olam haba? It is what you did. Meaning, she'achar pridas nafshu me'aguf. After a person has separated his nefesh from his guf, hu ha'ola lehis adein ulahazbia nafsho b'tzach tzachos ha'oros v'hakochos v'holomos ha'kadoshim shenitosvu v'nisrabu mimasev ha'tovim. A person throughout his life is doing all kinds of mitzvahs. And in doing so, you are creating all of these worlds and light and all these words that we say the words and we don't really know what we're talking about. And we certainly have no idea what it seems like or feels like. But when we separate, what we get is to experience everything that we made. So it really is what we did. Every Jew has a chelik in Olam Haba. V'lo amru ba'olam haba. A lot of dictic here, right? It's not ba'olam haba, it's le'olam haba. Shemashmo haya, sheha'olam haba hu muchan me'is ha'briya, inyin v'davar la'atzmo. Ba'olam haba sounds like, listen, there's this place, olam haba. You want it? You want in? You got to know the right people, right? And then you know, they'll let you in. You get to, you know, you could sit over here, you could sit over here, you can go into the inner chamber, you know. And if a person, you know, does a good job, so then, like, you know, you'll be able to get some a VIP pass in there. Avlo MS, Sholom Haba, Huhu Maisei De Adam Atzmo. Your Olam Haba is what you did. Shehircha Vahosef Hiskin Chilik La Atzmo B'Maisav. That a person widened, expanded, added to, fixed a portion for themselves with their actions. L'kachomer shekol Yisrael yesh lehem l'chol echad chelik ha'gedusha v'ha'oros v'atzachtzachos shehiskin v'hosif li'olam haba. Every person has the place that chelik li'olam haba that they made in olam haba mimasif hatovim from a person's own individual actions.
What about the idea that from machshava tova Hashem is mitzarf machshava to ma'isa? He didn't do the ma'isa. Does he get the credit for that in Olam Haba?
Has he? Well, it seems like, you know, maybe. I don't know. I don't. How would that work?
You
that a machshava tova.
Yes, and I believe you.
Right. You know, last Shabbos I was in Kent Mill, and Rav Aaron gives a shir after, you know, uses Sodei Torah Sefer with the Rishonim, so he gives a shir on that after Shachris every week. And it was Parsha Shmos, and he was saying something, and somebody asked him, like, oh, but what about the Medrash? Yeah, and the kid quoted some, like, very famous Medrash, and it sort of, like, was not aligned with whatever the Rishon was saying. And he's like, how do you make that work out? And he's like, I don't know. Just like that. And the guy's like, no, but really, he's like, I don't know. I just, you know. You just can't make everything work out. I don't know. Like, it's just very, like, well, that was blunt. It ended it right there. Like, you know, like, he didn't, like, fumble around. It's like, I don't know. For that, I would say that we are told that the machshava already does something. And if a person has this machshava tova, and then for whatever reason they are physically prevented from being able to accomplish the mitzvah, so again, it's like I could see how that would. What are you supposed to do? You're at the end. You're an onus on the actual physical accomplishment of it. So therefore, klapei mala could HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. Yeah, but I'll just.
So you're right. So
I don't know.
It's just been frustrated. You know, is then forms that machshava into a maisa. Now we go back to that starting point.
Right, but is it really as good as a maisa? That's what he was. Right.
Well, if you translate the words, it sounds like
yes. True. Yeah, that sounds like it. Although the word mitzarif is like, how would you translate that straight?
It combines
le maisa to a maisa. Combines with what?
Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif to the maisa. That is, if you do the maisa, you get reward for machshava also. Unlike machshava ra'a, which you don't get punished for with the bad action. But you could ask the same Hirsch's question from a different place, which is, what is the word? You want to do a mitzvah venenas, noten los char, kiluki.
Yeah, that's what he's, I think that's what he's referring to. Yeah, yeah.
I think
not the mean.
Yeah.
I would say mitzdarif means you have a machshava to be a maisa. It's missing something. Whatever that thing is, Hashem is mitzdarif that, and now it becomes a maisa.
Concretizes it. Yeah.
But Tanya says that if you don't, that's different context. He's talking about if you do tshuva. You do tshuva for, you're vatal on a say and do tshuva for it. It's still gone, so you're not punished. You're not punished.
But you haven't done. But
you haven't done it.
You haven't
gone.
Done it, right?
Someone says, Pasuk says, Shen Shabbos, Kimus Reinu Ra.
Shnas Reinu Ra.
So Chayni Kimosi Itano, Moser Inu Ra'ah.
Right.
So, Sfarim say that means that La'asid Hashem will give us reward for all the mitzvos that we didn't do because of the galus.
Because
what? Because of the galus.
All the mitzvos we were unable to do because of the galus. So Chayni Kimosi Itano will make us happy like the days that we suffered, and we'll get reward.
Because he'll give us. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. So then he says, okay, well, we have to have this part. V'chein onish ha-gehenem, inyanu gam kein. Sha-chet atzma hu onsho. Person does a chet, and that itself is the onish. K'mo she-kosev, avonosov yil-kedunu es-ha-rashu v'chevli chatoso yismach. That, so again, it's like the avon is going to trap the person, the rasha. T'yasreka ra-osecho. Your evil will make you suffer. Commotion is burst. Shekasher ha'adam osa achas mi mitzvahs Hashem shalos asen. If a person does something wrong, ha'pagam v'ha'churban nirshem chas v'shalom takeif l'mala b'shurasho. So that destructive act affects his own shorash. Ulu umazeh amlo ha'chareva hu mekaimu magber kochos v'chayolei ha'tum v'ha'klipos harachem nisbarach shema yatzilenu. So the person is strengthening these klipas and all these negative forces, Hashem help us from that. Umisham mamshich gam al atzma ruach hatoma, and from that a ruach hatoma also comes on a person shalama shem melafa faso beis asiyas avon, which kind of like wraps a person up and pushes a person at the time of their doing the sin. Va'achar asoso haruach hatoma mistalik lemkomo. And then afterwards, the Ruach Toma goes back to its place. V'hu b'chayiv b'gehenem mamish, hamakifo b'eis asiyas hacheit, rak she'inu margish adayin ad achar p'tirasho. So that means that person's in Gehenem. It's a fascinating way he describes it. Person has created this negative force. He's got it around him. So you're in Gehenem. You just don't know it. Because you're still part of this world. And we're not sensitive to those, I guess, we're not sensitive to those spiritual realities. Shenilkat oz bereshes asher heichin, hen kochos hatuma v'hamazikin shenivru mimaisav. So a person is kind of wrapped up in those negative spiritual forces. V'zeru sh'amar rabbeseinu risham ma'amikam lahem gehenim, that risham deepen for themselves gehenim, ritzonu lomar shehin atzmam ha'ma'amikam la'atzmam ha'gehenim. They're the ones that you dig your own Gehenna. Umarchiven oso, umavar irin oso bechataayim. Why? You do everything with your chataim. Ukemosh kasev hen kulchem kol chayish luchuba ar eschem uvezikos ba'artem midi hoisezos lachem. That it's a description. Everything is called yours, 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 yours. Why? Because you're the one, right? You literally are the one who's making the bed. So you end up sleeping in it. L'chein, therefore, kishetafsu anshe kineses ha-gedola la-yetzahara, when the anshe kineses ha-gedola grabbed the yetzahara, right? Nichpe oz gam ha-gehenem me'atzmo. Gehenem also ceased at that time.
Also,
ceased. cease to like function. Kmo she'amru b'zohar v'truma.
The Gehenna for that avera or Gehenna in general?
So I hang on. Kegavna the chayva mischamamamon v'nur the yitzahara. The same way that the Rishoim, like that they heat themselves up, fire themselves up with the yitzahara. B'chol chumuma v'chumuma, with all kinds of, you know, heatings ups. Hachi itoka nur de Gehenim. So it's the same fire that is lighting Gehenim. It's like that passion for evil. So zman zimnechad lo ishtakach yitzahar ba'alma. So one time there was no yitzahar in the world. V'cholahu zimna kava nur de Gehenim lo tokar klal. And at that time, Gehenim was extinguished and it didn't burn at all. And then Ahadu Yetzirah la'asrei, the Yetzirah went back, came back. Sharu chayavi amalis chamamabe. And then, again, the Rishayim hopped right back on board with it. Shari nur de Gehenim li tokada. And then the fires of Gehenim were lit up again. The ha Gehenim lo itokad ela b'chamimo de tukva de Yetzirah de chayva, de chayve. That, again, it's the fire of... So it's all just... Everything is just exactly what you make. What you make. If there is no evil, fiery passion within a person, then there's nothing for a person to get burned with in Olam Haba. If there is this Aish that burns inside of a person, so then a person is going to get it. So
hard to understand because he seems to be saying someone who lived 1,000 years ago. It sounds like he's talking about, even if he says the Yetzirah, he doesn't even say about Azara. When Tassu and Shkines Gedola lay Yetzirah, maybe means regular Arayos. They abolish for one day.
For a day, right, for a little amount
of time.
Maybe
he's talking about, maybe he's talking about that day.
Yeah, there was no...
It's hard to understand, someone did an Avera 1,000 years ago, now his fire should go out because his punishment should stop. Because he created the fire. They're about to the fire now, but he created the fire 1,000 years ago. Why should it suddenly go out?
So why should a bittle of the fire right now have an effect on...
Can't create new fire.
His reality, yeah. Right.
Okay. Blanket emancipation, it was like a one-time... I don't know, is it talking about the actual... Is that the Gemara is talking about?
I think so. I did say it's
Gehenim for many people is not... eternal. It's for right. A specific time.
Okay, but he's just saying, so let's say somebody was, you know, they're in there, so let's say, you know, somebody, mild guy, yeah. Couple months he had, mm-hmm. Right? So he died 3 days before they knocked out the Yetzirah for a day. Uh-huh. So his fire went off? Because whoever this is, the fire went back on.
Yeah.
Right? So it's true. So while conceptually we could say like fire, you know, you make it, you sleep, you know, you deal with it. But if it really is based on the past, unless it's that, like the total emancipation part, where it's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the reality of this passion. Therefore, for the neshama, at that time, it didn't exist anymore. It's because there was no such thing. It was kind of like a blanket, like, removal of it.
But that's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, well, it came on back, right. The world stopped ticking, yeah.
No, I mean the opposite. Without the Yetzirah, there's...
Yeah, no, 100%, right?
So it seems like there's, I don't think it's the binary system. Like, the Yetzirah has its place. It's not always...
B'chol avachem, yeah.
It's not going to always turn up the fire in Gehenna. It's... If it's channeled in the right way, whatever. But it seems like here it is a binary system. It's just...
Yeah. I hear your problem. I'm not sure.
Because if you channel it in the right way...
Then it's not then it's not raw anymore.
The passion, that's not the fire. You cooled it off.
So maybe it's the fire that you directed toward the evil.
Right. It's up to you to channel it.
Person can have a... fire and passion to learn, or
sure.
To do mitzvos.
That's how we turn it, but that's up to us to channel it properly. Okay, let's hold it over here.
first time I ever gave women shear 34 years ago or something. It was actually Parsha Shmos. I remember. So I said something. I had no idea what I talked about. I just remember this.